in Mertens. White drapes and guylines lash the unrepentant sky, swing to wet grass the oval blaze, honey at the brink of the throat recaps teeth as a shroud, whose fantasy that some in nothing at all clapped cedar boards takes off the branches lipped with threads of scarlet, is going, maybe I held him and would not let him go, that darned integument, spreadsheet of the thigh, gases are burning these eyes into sealed fountains. Sweetheart, this is news too about that night, their breathless bodies in short counts, or just enough for a cup of tea. Though it starts to fit, it could not belong elsewhere. Burning and brilliant, she stares at the fatal wound in whitewashed arches. How your abode is burning up the network, shine free, slides off the running flame to mouth it everywhere. No clouds will part before you, or targets a milk race huge on the August horizon. How many motives for not being born will meet you there for certain as a kind of permanence that everyone wants and nobody gives, so the sky is fucking bland enough. Those bodies finally taken without a layer of powder, dumped in the folder as a kind of permanence. You saw it briefly in the scratch light, now it's part of us, the same two kinds of sleep and single barrage of muscular tremors zigzags the homing plate to winter flow and curt report of the grief numbers. Not the ideal time for commitments, you see, their limbs will not stop breaking, wide open, waxy for waves of velvet. Hook and eye fastening slings the loose covers as wraparound. It's night again. You tell by the amount of light and the way your image tugs on the zip pull, sweeping the corners in the same original arrangement. What pulls through me out of place, intersect, quadrant of counterfeit damage and this most present action? Nothing else I own but the vision bell and its slight attachments, of which we all are dying. Spread the two hearts in an effort at creation. We'll let the machinery carry fingertips to block the continued destruction of misplaced integrity. Such bodies without even a layer of powder, to call this home and clear. What we want to do gives birth to this place somehow, still in earnest, whose words shaped, unspoken, negligent perhaps, but enough that where it moves from will be each other now. The news returns to it, breaks through the window, meets the burning and ragged tongue in the flit and cut of each trace and preferment, at such a rate we cannot equal or avoid, so deep in the last light, where they actually meet, what they do, what it was they said.